Hi, Harley Jack, and welcome to the Podmag. I'm Karen Foley.
And I'm Dave Middleton. Hi, Harley Jack. It's great to have a listener.
Well, Dave, aren't you impressed with my new location? This greenhouse is just fantastic.
You didn't actually get permission to use this place, didn't you?
Yeah, but look, they're lovely plants. We have windows for the first time ever, I think, in Podmag history. We have windows that you can see out of. It's lovely and warm and a really pleasant environment.
Very warm, actually, Karen. But I am a bit worried. You have actually filled in all the paperwork?
Don't worry about that, Dave. It's all in hand.
You know what the dean said about us getting into trouble?
Yeah.
I don't want to be called to his office.
No, it's all right. Anyway, let's get on with it. Quickly. Here's a list.
Ah, a list. Yeah. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, another list.
Another list, yes.
It's a very nice list. Well done.
Thank you. So, let's talk about what we're going to do.
Ouch!
What?
Something just stung me.
Where?
There, look.
Oh. Don't be such a baby, Dave. Come on.
It hurts.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get on with the list.
Our first bit of news is good news for the team working on DST206, which is Environment Sharing a Dynamic Planet. And a short film featured in that module called The Water Forest was screened recently at a United Nations Forum on Forests, an event held in the UN's Economic and Social Council in New York, would you believe? The screening took place on 21st of March at an event entitled Celebrating Forests.
I can relate to that, and sharing a planet,
As we are, we've got a forest around us here, and it was Celebrating Forests for Sustainable Development, which marked the International Day of Forests. I think there should be an International Day of Podmags.
And the next item on the news is that we have finally got like a proper audience. Yep, we're going to the Futures Direction Conference, which is the HEA event in Wales. And we're going there to present some stuff that we're doing for the Student Connections Conference, which, unsurprisingly, a lot of other academics and a lot of other universities are very, very interested in. So that'll be great to spread the word.
They're jealous, I think, of what we're doing.
They are.
They are very jealous. I also think we have got a proper audience. I don't want to insult Harley Jack.
No, quite.
Because he'll switch off and we won't have anyone listening to us.
Yes, and then this could be a complete waste of time.
Yes, exactly. Which is exactly what the dean said the other day when I saw him. Oh, so we're going to the seaside then to do that.
We are Aberystwyth. Yes, that'll be fun.
I can't wait. I'm a bit worried about security. I've got an issue with them.
Don't worry. I know where they are.
I wish they hadn't have put that wanted poster up with my face on it. It's rather embarrassing.
I've got most of them down now.
Good. I'll get the rest this afternoon. Oh, God, it's getting really hot in here, Karen. I'm going to have to do something.
I know, I'm boiling.
This is
going to wreck my makeup.
It is wrecking your makeup. It's dripping down your face.
I know. It's all well and good having sunshine. Don't go on about it, Dave.
I'm just going to say, you still look stunning, obviously.
Thank you. But,
stunning in like a waxwork model
melted. Yeah.
I'm going to find the thermostat. What else have we got? Okay, we'll put something on while I go and have a look for the thermostat.
Do you know what? I'm going to go and I saw Mariana Lateef earlier. I'm going to go and interview her because DSC 212, that's Discovering Psychology, have some pretty big TMAs coming up. So I'm going to go and get some TMA advice from her now.
That sounds like a TMA surgery, Karen.
Gets me out of here for a minute.
Yeah. Well, I'll see if I can find the thermostat. Must be here somewhere.
One of the really important aspects of preparing for your TMA 2 is reading and reflecting on your tutor's feedback for TMA 1. So do go back to your TMA 1 and read both the comments on the script and the summary comments on the summary sheet, also known as the PT3 form. You can make a note of what your tutor said you did well and also what they said that you need to improve. And then you can use these points to reflect on your own learning and identify the areas that you need to focus on more when thinking about TMA 2. Now, this kind of reflection is really important and it should become a continuous activity throughout your study. It is not just something that you do in isolation or in relation to a particular TMA. It is something that you should continuously feed into your own learning process and to help you improve. So do take time to read the comments, and if you don't understand some of them, speak to your tutor and ask for clarification. The next thing I wanted to mention in relation to TMAs in general and TMA2 in particular are the online activities. These are really, really helpful, but sometimes overlooked by students. For example, the referencing activities in week 4 will help you understand not just how to reference, but also why we need to reference our sources in the first place. And to find out more about reflective learning and how to work with your tutor's feedback, there are online activities 9 and 10, which provide a fantastic resource for you to use and return to whenever you need to. Finally, read the TMA guidelines carefully. TMA2 is in two parts, and you have to write an essay in part one, and in part two you have to answer several questions about correlational and experimental studies. The guidelines, which are on the module website, can be downloaded as PDFs, and they give a very detailed outline of the focus of the question, of the process words used, and also of the relevant textbook material that you need to read. The commentaries at the end of each chapter are also good sources to draw on, as they provide a critical discussion of the issues raised in the chapters, and you may wish to expand on some of these in your TMA.
Oh, it's still boiling in here. Oh, it was nice to get out. She's really, really nice.
I still can't find this thermostat. It must be here somewhere. Where would they hide it?
Stop messing around.
Well, I'm just so hot and...
And put that...
Ouch!
Back.
I've been stung again. There's something in here.
Come and sit down. Look, what's next on the list?
Okay, well, it's conference news next.
Right.
You wrote on the list.
Yes. Number 2.
Well, let's start, shall we, by talking about the Activate Workshop.
I love the Activate Workshop. They're my favourite thing to do in the day or night.
They are fantastic,
yeah.
And we've had a few already, but the next one will be on April the 7th.
And if you haven't been to one before, they're on OU Live. You can access them from the website and click on the Activate Room. Come to the workshop, talk about the conference, and participate in some presentations and great ideas.
Yeah, and we have had a little bit of feedback from these, and that people have written to us, and I just thought we might read some things out.
Great.
From our listener. Ben, who was at one of the Activate workshops on a Wednesday, I think he did a lunchtime one, he wrote to us and he said, he wrote to you, so perhaps you should read this one out.
Ah, yes, my mail. Most of them are to me. Keep that up, listeners. Just wanted to say a quick note to say that I really enjoyed the workshop. Ben is doing a presentation on the nature of my cup of tea. So if you want to find out more about that, you need to come to an Activate workshop. He's really excited about his presentation. And to be completely honest, it sounds really good. I'm definitely going to it.
Yes, I am. I must say, if you were to make a cup of tea in this place, you wouldn't even need a kettle.
Oh, do you know, I'm not even going to move in here. I am so hot.
This is ridiculous. Anyway, we've had another email from, well, one of our favourite people, really. We mentioned him right out there at the beginning. Harley Jack is one of our most dedicated listeners.
I think he's our fan.
He is the fan. Yes, he is. We could do have a fan in here, actually.
Just I know.
Not like a fan asking for autographs.
Seriously,
Dave,
I'm dripping.
Oh, really?
Like in a Yorkshire pudding type way.
I've often said that Karen was a drip, and now she's confirmed it. Anyway, this is from Harley Jack, who wrote to us after attending the Activate workshop. He said, again, this week's PodMag was enjoyable and informative, he says.
I don't think those are two words that have ever been used to describe the PodMag. Certainly not the look we're after.
Anyway, what he really wanted to say was, I just wanted to say how fantastic I thought the online session was today. He goes on to make a really nice point. He says, I think one of the very few downfalls about the OU is that it doesn't make enough effort to connect students in a meaningful and non-regimental way between study. And it was really great to be able to have that at the Activate session. It just goes to show how important it is for students to connect with one another. And it goes with the name of the conference, Connecting Students in a Positive, Productive, Insightful and Meaningful Way. Mm-hmm. So thanks very much for that, Harley Jack. And if you haven't yet been to a Activate workshop, don't forget they are on. And the next one is?
On the 7th of April at 8 o'clock at night.
Where? Well, okay.
Dave, I'm so hot. No, seriously, we're going to have to do something.
Well,
can you open anything?
I'll see. What about registrations? Do you want to? I'll go and have a little wander around and you see if you can.
Registrations, yes. Now we're up to registrations going well. We're over 350 registrations now. So that's really, really good. Being really positively received. And Dave.
Karen, look, I think the thermostat might be inside this box here. Look,
I found
this wooden box.
Oh.
Look, I'll open it up. What's that?
That looks like honey.
You call him honey. I've told you about being overly familiar.
No, that is honey.
Oh, is it?
What's it doing in a box in a greenhouse?
Well, I don't know. Why would you put honey in a place as hot as this? Anyway, I'm going to see if I can. Hold on, I've got an idea now to cool the place down.
Right. Good. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to just pull. I can get this out, I think.
Okay, no, open a window. That is one of your best ideas so far.
Well, I don't actually open as such, but I reckon if I just pull on this, I can just get this pane of glass.
Just be careful, Dave.
Oh no!
That was honey, Dave. That was honey. Look at all these bees.
It was a beehive. Oh, God, get off. I've been stung. Come on, let's get out of here, Karen. This is the worst venue ever. I'm not letting you choose again. I told you we were going to get called to the Dean's office, Karen.
Do you think we're in really big trouble?
Well, the faculty gardener was not happy. It took ages, apparently, to round up the herd of bees.
I know, I feel really bad now.
I know, and they weren't happy about the glass either, apparently.
No.
It was just an accident.
I know. Oh, do you want some more chamomile for those stings?
Thanks.
Oh. Okay, you two, you can come in now.
The Podman!